We are a movement of hope for the city and beyond. And kids, we are so glad you're here to listen to audio Bible stories today. Everything from Valley Creek Kids is built around four truths that
God is good, Jesus has forgiven me, I am loved, and everything is possible.
Those four truths tell us the gospel, our story of hope, and we hope you always remember them. Now, let's get ready to hear a story from the Bible, God's Word. The Bible is a big book full of many stories that all tell one big story, God's story. And every single one of those stories points to
Jesus.
So, kids, I want to invite you all to take a deep breath in and out. And let's listen.
This episode of People of the Bible is part of a special series of episodes we're doing to celebrate Christmas. Christmas is when Jesus came to bring us hope. And as we talk about the story of Christmas, we're discovering more about the people we hear about in that story. This is the story of the shepherds, and it can be found in the Bible beginning in Luke 2. Picture this with me. It's nighttime, and underneath the dark sky full of stars, a group of shepherds is in a field watching over their sheep. A fire burns brightly, giving them light to see. It appears to be a night like any other, as the shepherds rest there just outside the small town of Bethlehem. This is how they spend much of their time, outside, far from cities and people, living a simple life, caring for their sheep. It's not an easy life being a shepherd. It's hard work, and being outside all the time, the shepherds are usually dirty. People often look down on them and their position, but this life is all the shepherds know, and long days and nights out with their flocks gives them lots of time to think and to talk about things like the ancient prophecies and scriptures, God's word. So tonight, that's what they do. They think and talk and watch over their sheep. But this night isn't just any other night. These shepherds don't know it yet, but in a stable nearby, a baby has been born. And not just any baby, Jesus, the Savior God has promised to send his people. The one the scriptures and the prophecies have told them about. The one that they and everyone else have been waiting for. Jesus will be the one who brings light to darkness, hope to hopelessness, and healing to the hearts of every person who believes in him. And now he is here. Everything is about to change forever. As the shepherds sit there under the stars watching their sheep, the quiet stillness of the night is suddenly broken. An angel, a messenger from God, has appeared in front of them. The glory of God shines around them and they stare at the angel stunned and terrified as they try to understand who this is and what could be happening. But the angel says to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." Good news? For all the people? Even these lowly shepherds? What could this be about? The angel tells them, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." The shepherds can hardly believe it. Is this real? The Savior, the one they've heard about, is here? "This will be a sign to you," the angel says. "You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Wow. Of all the ways God could have chosen to share his big announcement, here, out in the fields, to these simple, unimportant shepherds, seems like a funny place to start. Yet, here they are. As the shepherds are still trying to wrap their minds around what they are hearing, out of nowhere, more angels appear. The darkness is completely lit up, and the sound of heaven reaches the shepherds' ears as the chorus of angels begins to praise God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Then, as quickly as they appeared, the angels are gone. The sky is dark and the night is quiet once again. But nothing is the same. This news changes everything, and of all people, God has chosen these shepherds to be the first ones to hear it. He didn't announce it to kings or in a palace. He came here to these shepherds in the fields outside of Bethlehem. The shepherds, full of excitement about what they have seen and heard, look at one another and say, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They leave everything behind and run as fast as they can to find Jesus. And sure enough, they find him there in the stable with his parents, wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger, just like the angel said. The King of Kings, the very hope of the universe, surrounded by animals in a bed of hay. When the shepherds see Jesus, they know they must tell everyone about this baby. They must tell everyone that God's promised Savior is here. So they run to share the good news, and all who hear it are amazed at what the shepherds say to them. Eventually, the shepherds return to their life and to their sheep, but everything is different now. They are full of hope. Encouraged by God's faithfulness, they worship and praise God for what he has done. You see, God chose these ordinary shepherds to share his extraordinary news because the hope Jesus offers us is for everyone. He came from heaven to earth to release the kingdom into the lives of everyone who puts their faith in him. And when we experience it for ourselves, just like the shepherds, we can't help but share it with others.
Wasn't that a great story? Kids, thank you so much for joining us today. And parents, we would love to stay connected with you. You can find us on your favorite social media platforms or at valleycreek.org. And for other Valley Creek Kids resources like worship music, messages, coloring pages, and more, you can check out Valley Creek Plus. Well, we hope you join us again soon. Bye!